It was up to them to crush the snake. She was no activist. Her loves were genealogy and archaeology, pursued through university and now for her tribe. Her way was to invoke the past like a mantra, as she did when she quickly, firmly gave her real identity to any white interviewer. Tamakawashtewi, her good earth woman. Sisintonwan Dakota, from her mother. Oguala Lakota, from her father. Yet she also had land, and in April 2016, she set up the Sacred Stone Camp at Standing Rock as a spiritual centre of protest. Only a few came at first. Locals brought them coffee, firewood and sleeping bags. But a social media appeal drew hundreds, then thousands, eventually in two camps, in tents and yurts and maple pole teepees. The seven bands of the Sioux met there for the first time in 140 years. The camps overflowed with horses, dogs, children, singing, storytelling, and the smell of fry bread. Tribal flags from almost every state lined either side of the route down to the pipeline site, where young men riding bareback would line up to block the road. She spread the word by travelling and speaking. The young spread it on their phones. In this deliberately leaderless gathering, she kept the focus sacred. The ancestors had put medicine into this ground. Now it had to be applied again to heal the body of Mother Earth, and especially to heal water, their first medicine. Indigenous spiritual leaders from all over America, as well as beyond it, brought water from their own rivers to fortify the cannonball against future leaks of oil. The protesters were water protectors, and their rallying cry was, "Mini Wichoni, water is life."